Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmuduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulil karim amma ba'd. Alhamdulillah, this morning we had two students completing Hifz of the Quran Sharif. One student earlier and one student now. Normally on the occasion of Khatmi Hifz, du'as are assuredly accepted by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala accepts du'as on behalf of those people that completed right for the entire day. So in this instance, right up to sunset today, the du'as of the two hafidhas will be accepted inshallah. And our advice to them is that they should continuously engage in making du'a. This is not only on the khatam of the hifz of the Quran, but this is at any time a person makes khatam. Remember that for the rest of that day, or if it is at night after sunset, then right up to the time of sihri, the du'as are accepted. The hafidha that had completed now, she had recited the last portion of Surah Al-Baqarah. So what I thought is, for those that have heard it, very, very important aspects of the surah. We'll just go into one or two aspects very quickly. On the one hand, we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I was sitting with Sayyiduna Jibreel alaihi salatu wasalam. Then I heard this unusual sound in the sky. Sounded like something had opened a creek, a door opened. And then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said to me that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, two such lights, nur, that are going to be brought to you now, that had never been presented to any of the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, any of the prophets before. And they are, number one, Surah Al-Fatiha, and number two, the concluding verses of Surah Al-Baqarah that were recited. Then the other amazing thing that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that these two revelations, Surah Al-Fatiha and the concluding verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, both of them have du'as in them. And those du'as, if they are made, they are assuredly accepted by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that when we go to some government office for something, some request that is very unique, a criminal, for example, is looking for a passport to leave the country. One is the officer says to him, no. The other is the officer says, okay, let's look at it. The third is the officer says, write a letter, I'll consider it. The fourth is the officer gives him that points that he should write down. Why you require the passport, point A, B and C. And then the fifth is the officer writes the letter himself and tells him to sign. Now that gives us the assurance that the person is going to accept the request. Here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Malikul Mulk, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us the text, the script. In Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah ta'ala is telling us, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that this is what you should be asking for, so ask for it. And I will accept it. And like that, the concluding ayat of these verses also, they are du'as. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these du'as to our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is for us to ask from Allah Rabbul Izzat, and certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will respond, and Allah ta'ala will grant on the authority of this hadith. The other aspect with regards to the last verses of Surah Al-Baqarah is, we find on the Mi'raj of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Generally we speak about one gift, the gift of Salat. But in actual fact, in the hadith, there are three gifts that Allah Ta'ala had given Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One was the five Salat, the five namazes undisputedly. Then we find in the hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also granted him the concluding verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. So Allah ta'ala gave it to him as a gift. Take this gift and give your ummah. And then at a later stage in Madinah Munawwara, that door opened from the skies. And again this ayat were revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, showing us the importance of this. And then the third gift Allah ta'ala gave was hukukul ibad. When one person wrongs another, a person commits zulm upon another, up to Mi'raj, it was not forgiven. Up to Mi'raj, it was not forgiven. On the Mi'raj, Allah Ta'ala opened that door of forgiveness, and Allah Ta'ala said, hukukul ibad will also be forgiven. Then we find in the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that the concluding verses of Surah Al-Baqarah was given to me from under the Arsh of Allah. Now this is something amazing. What's on top of the Arsh of Allah? Inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi. On top. My rahma supersedes, overpowers my wrath. In other words, Allah's rahma. That is written, inscribed on top. And from below also was the rahmah of Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted. Now it requires us to have that iman. When we're making these du'as, it requires us to have that iman that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would most certainly accept the du'as. Like for example, Shah Waliullah Dehlavi rahimahumullah, it was the time of the British in India. So a Christian priest came to Shah Waliullah Dehlavi with his Bible. And on his Bible, he put some chemicals that wouldn't burn. And he said to Shah Waliullah, if your Quran is haq, or if my Bible is haq, the truth will be known. If you throw your Quran into the fire, I throw my Bible into the fire, whichever one does not light, whichever one does not catch on fire, then that deen will be on haq. Now he had known that he put these chemicals. On the other hand, Shah Waliullah Dehlavi rahimahumullah had extreme iman. So he said to this Christian priest, no, not like that. I will hold my Quran and I will jump into the fire. And you hold on to your Bible and you jump into the fire. And let's see who burns and what burns. The Christian priest put his tail between his two legs and he walked away from Shah Waliullah Dehlavi rahimahumullah. So this is how much our pious predecessors had yaqeen in this Quran, that this is haq, that if I had to go into the fire, I also will not burn because of the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here are two young students of Islam that completed the hifz of the Quran Sharif. Undoubtedly, each person's journey in the hifz of the Quran is different. We all have different experiences when we are studying hifz. We have different experiences with different students when we are teaching the hifz of the Quran Sharif. So each person will have a different experience. But the one aspect, and this is the advice to the young hafidhat that have completed, and to all those that have completed hifz, like it is said in the hadith, يُقَالُ لِصَاحِبِ الْقُرْآنِ. It is said to the friend of the Quran. On the day of Qiyamah, it will be said to the friend of the Quran. A friend never leaves the hand of a friend. A friend never leaves the hand of the friend. So when we have went on this journey of hifz, then we have befriended this Quran. And if we don't leave this Quran and we hold on to this Quran, when life comes to an end, when life comes to an end, Maulana Rashid Madani rahimahumullah used to always say, and he says it up to now, the knowledge of this world, the secular knowledge is important. We require our doctors, we require our engineers, we require our architects, otherwise we wouldn't have masjids and we wouldn't have people seeing to the sick. But all that knowledge will take us till the qabr. Then the knowledge of deen will take us from the qabr, inshallah, to Jannah. Those people that have secular knowledge, the doctors for example, they make khidmat of the patients. And when they make that khidmat of the patients, Allah will reward them for that khidmat. Those architects, that make khidmat of the masajid and the madrasas, Allah will reward them. So from the qabr to Jannah will be all that different khidmat, all the different services that we rendered for the deen of Allah, for the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this Quran we need to hold. Now on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to sahibi Quran, yuqalu li sahibi al-Quran, iqra wartaqi warattil. Read like how you read in the dunya. Kama kunta turattilu fi dunya. فَإِنَّ مَنْزِلَكَ عِنْدَ آخِرِ آيَةٍ تَقْرَأُهَا. Your manzil in Jannat, your stage in Jannat will be at the last ayah you had recited. Allah give us that tawfiq. One shaykh had written on the commentary of this hadith, and this is something to think about, that a person that strives in the path of Allah, a person that goes out in jihad, on the day of Qiyamah, he will never be told, never be said to him, make jihad. A person that could have spent his day and night in performing salat, nafil salat, farz salat, it will be never said to him that you must read namaz. A person that gave an abundance of sadaqah, it will be never said to him that he must give his sadaqah. All deeds come to an end the day we close our eyes. But on this moment, the Quran Sharif, that the Hafiz will be said, read. And how you gonna read? Like how you read in the dunya. So there's two things here. One is that we have to read the Quran, like how we are going to read the Quran to Allah Rabbul Izzat on the day of Qiyamah in this dunya. So over there, we will read the Quran like how we recited the Quran here. The second aspect is that we need to know our Quran in the way that we will be able to read one ayah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, one daraja, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, another daraja. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala give us all the ability and the strength to continue this pursuance of hifz. Again, to the two young hafidhat that had completed today, what you have done is you have dug the foundation. Now it is the building. And the best revision, the best muraja'ah, the best door is immediately after you have completed your hifz. Never ever leave this Quran, whatever the condition be, we always make an effort. For us that are non-hafiz, we haven't pursued the hifz of the Quran, it is never too late. It is never too late, inshallah. We need to make some effort, and we need to make some dua. There are many elderly people. People older than me here will remember Maulana Aslam Sahab Rahmatullah Ali from Multan. He used to come for our ijtimas in the 70s. And Hazrat once came to our hifz class. Afizab is sitting here. He came to our hifz class in Kirk Street. That was then the Merkas. And our Ustad, Hazrat Qari Abdul Hamid Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, said, stand up and meet Maulana Aslam. In that age, he couldn't stand properly. But in that age, he had completed the hifz of the Quran Sharif. In that age, he completed the hifz of the Quran Sharif. The other day I read, an 85-year-old woman completed the hifz of the Quran Sharif. Our Ustad's Ustad, Maulana Ajmeri Sahab, Rahimahumullah, was the Sheikhul Hadith of Randeb, was not a hafiz in the initial part of his life. We've heard this directly from him also, that he used to stand every night, like how a hafiz will stand in his tahajjud salat, he will stand with the Quran in his hand, facing Qibla on his musalla, not in namaz, out of namaz. And in that standing, he will learn the ayats of the Quran Sharif. When we saw Hazrat was past 75 years old. But in that pursuance, he had also completed the hifz of the Quran in his old age. So let us also, some part of the Quran, if it is not the whole Quran, maybe the last juz, the Surah Yasin, we all would know, the other Mubarak surahs of the Quran, some place, some point, let us start and make this niyat. Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, has written on the tafsir of Yuqalu li sahibil Quran in this hadith, it will be said to the person of the Quran, he said, in my opinion, it is not necessary the hafiz of the Quran. Because the word hafiz of the Quran, the hadith uses hamlatul Quran. Here the word sahibul Quran, a person that is the companion of the Quran. Anybody that pursues the Quran day and night, insha'Allah, thumma insha'Allah, Allah Rabbul Izzat will give him that daraja on the day of Qiyamah. That is what Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali states. The other aspect is, let us all, whether we hafiz or not, keep Quran first in our lives. Keep Quran first in our lives. In India, at the time of the British, then there was a Nawab. This Nawab Sahib was traveling from one place to another, and he had a very unique habit that when he would be traveling from one place to another, he would say to the servants that go and first put the Quran in the coach of the train that we are traveling in. First go put the Quran, fir dusra saman lana. But one of the servants on one occasion, he didn't take heed of what the man was saying. He took the bags and he put it in. When Nawab Sahib asked him that, did you put the Quran first or did you put the other things first? He said, no, I put all the other saman, then I brought the Quran. He said, empty the coach. Empty the coach. So they said, but the train is leaving. He said, never mind. Let the train leave, we'll take the next train. Make arrangements for the next train that we get a coach in the next train. So that train left. The next day, he himself made sure that the Quran Sharif was put in first. Then he gets the message that that train that he was supposed to be on yesterday had an accident and the people in the train had passed away. So he said, this is the barakat of the Quran Sharif. We keep Quran first, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see to our needs. Very quickly, I just go over some aspects of this last part. Before that, let me give everybody one hadiah. Not in rands and cents, inshallah. One small gift from the hadith. You'll all accept it, inshallah. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that each night if we recite, the opening verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, from Alif Lam Mim Dhalika Al-Kitabu La Rayba Fi to Ula'ika Ala Hudam Min Rabbihim Wa Ula'ika Humul Muflihun. If we don't know it by heart, we can look into the Quran Sharif, no problem. That is the one aspect. The second is Ayatul Kursi. Allahu La Ilaha Illa Huwa Al-Hayyul Qayyum. The whole Ayatul Kursi. And then the two ayats after that. لا إكراه في الدين أن الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور تولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. Simple. That is second part. The third part is from لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. What was recited now till the end of the surah. Every night if we recite this, he says, number one, no jinn, no shaitan will enter our homes. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep us safe from all illnesses, sicknesses. If it's our taqdeer, we're gonna get sick, we're gonna get ill, we're gonna get sick, we're gonna get ill. But Allah will give us that spiritual strength to cope with it. Many of us, there's an illness that is a physical illness. Then it goes into an emotional illness. Then we become so depressed about the sickness that now we dug our own grave already. And number three, he says, no calamity will come upon that person. And number four, there won't be any form of sorrow or grief that will come upon that person for that night. So this is my gift to you, the gift of this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Repeat, alif lam mim, tu ulaika ala hudam min rabbihim, wa ulaika humul muflihun. Allah la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum, ayatul kursi. The two ayats after it, لا إكراه في الدين, الله ولي الذين آمنوا, to whom فيها خالدون, then لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. This the last of Surah Al-Baqarah till فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Inshallah, Allah Bari Ta'ala will keep us all safe, inshallah. If whatever happens, Allah will give us the strength, inshallah, to cope with it. So I'm just going to do the last part of this surah here. In the beginning of the surah, in the beginning of the verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a very difficult situation that Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum found difficult upon themselves. Allah ta'ala said, wa in tubudu ma fi anfusikum aw tukhfuhu yuhasibukum bihi Allah. That if you reveal what's in your heart, or if you conceal what's in your heart, yuhasibukum bihi Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make muhasaba. Allah ta'ala will take an account of it. So sahaba were very concerned. They went to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah, what is going to be the situation? What is going to be the situation? Thoughts travel through our hearts from time to time. One thing, sahaba were very honest. If it was me, I'll say no bad thoughts. Sahaba, they were very honest. They said, Ya Rasulallah, these thoughts come to us. These thoughts come to us and it is involuntary. What are we going to do? So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught sahaba something that we should remember for the rest of our lives. He said to the sahaba, Kulu sami'na wa ata'na. Don't question Allah. Don't question the authority of Allah. Just say sami'na wa ata'na. So Allah ta'ala narrates and Allah ta'ala relates. Waqalu sami'na wa ata'na. They said sami'na wa ata'na. We heard and we obeyed. Finished. The Yahud, they said sami'na wa asayna. We heard and we will disobey. But sahaba, we heard and we have already obeyed. In other words, whatever the situation is, Ya Allah, radina billahi rabba. We are happy with Allah as our Rabb, wa bi islami deena, and Islam as our deen, wa bi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasulan wa nabiya, and Sayyidina Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our rasul, as our nabi. That was sahaba, and this is the message Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying to us also. Undoubtedly, times are difficult in our country, wherever, whether it is COVID, whether it is the RAN, whatever is the government, whether it is load shedding, whatever. But let us not question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why me? Let us rather say, Ya Allah, you have decided this, it's your decision, I am happy. Many of us say, I accept the decision of Allah. Take it one stage higher, I am pleased with the decision of Allah. That was sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. So at the end of this, Allah ta'ala then revealed, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. The honesty of sahaba, Allah created ease for the whole ummah. That Allah Rabbul Izzat has not imposed upon any soul, but that which the soul can bear. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will call a person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will begin to enlist. Allah will enlist our sins. You did this on a certain day, you did that on a certain day. Remember, Allah will question us about ni'mats. He'll question us about ni'mats. He's not going to question us about our deeds. فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. He's going to tell us what we did. And the person will have no option but to agree, but to agree, but to agree. Allah Rabbul Izzat will say, my banda, in the dunya also I concealed your faults. Now also I concealed your faults. I make you maaf, go to Jannah. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith, just to add on this, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if we conceal the faults of others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal our faults. That when Allah calls us on the day of Qiyamah, and Allah will begin to enlist one after the other our sins, the person's heart will say, Ya Allah, everybody is listening. Everybody is listening. Then Allah Ta'ala will say to him, now look behind. Look to your right and look to your left. He will find a parda behind. There will be nobody listening. So if we can do this in our life, especially at this time, with the advent of social media and the kind of things that are being said and told about people, if we can restrain ourselves from all of that, basically the word that we have to use today is excuse and recuse ourselves from all of that and worry about our own Qiyamah tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Rabbul Izzat will certainly make our parda, our satr. The du'as, Rabbana, لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. O Allah, do not take us to task if we have forgotten or if we have erred. There is one Arabic saying, Al-insan yurakkabu minal khata wan nisyan. Some ulama say this word insan that has been brought about, insan from the word nisyan, to forget. We are beings and we forget. Sometimes we forget the consequences of akhirat. We know something is haram, we know something is wrong, we know something is inappropriate, but we forget about the consequences of akhirat and we do what we do. So now we are asking Allah Ta'ala, La tu'akhidna in nasina aw akhtana. Allah, don't take us to task if we have forgotten, if we have made an error. We all slip up. From time to time we slip up. So number one dua, we are asking Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to not to take us to task. Number two, Rabbana wala tahmil alayna isra. Oh Allah, do not burden us with such a load, such a burden, kama hamaltahu ala alladhina min qablina, like how you burdened the people of the past. In the Bani Israel, if some najasat fell on somebody's clothing, he couldn't wash it. He had to cut it. He had to cut it out, or he had to burn it out. Now imagine, for us, Allah Ta'ala made it so easy. If some napaki falls even on the carpet, the Shariat has showed us how to make it park once again. That is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's great mercy. And in my mind, this is also showing us how Allah Ta'ala has made it easy for us to make our hearts park. By crying to Allah, by making tawbah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala cleanses our hearts. In the time of the Bani Israel, when they took to the worship of the calves, those that didn't worship were told to kill those that worshipped. But never did it happen in the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the kindness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Third, Rabbana wala tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bi. Oh Allah, do not burden upon me, do not put a load, literal translation, do not put a load upon me, ma la taqata lana, that I cannot bear. Again, challenges would come. Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani rahimahumullah used to say, if you think you're going to live this world without difficulties, without challenges, tab to jannat ke liye intizar kar lena. Then wait for jannat. There is nothing. Here in this world, there are going to be challenges, there are going to be difficulties, but Ya Allah, don't put those burdens upon me that I cannot bear. In other words, whatever can come upon me, I will bear. Allah, that is fine, I will turn towards you. And these difficulties that Allah puts upon us is not that Allah wants to punish us. It is, in the hadith, Allah has a stage for us in Jannat. Our ibadat cannot take us there. Our ibadat cannot take us there. One is a small little generator and one is a big generator. The small generator will give you small light, just for a couple of things, to run the fan. It can't run the aircon. Like that is our ibadat. It will take us to a certain point and it stops, it burns out. But to bear the difficulties that Allah Ta'ala places upon us, illnesses, sicknesses for example, we bear that, that has a very powerful maqam, place in the eyes of Allah. So Allah says, I made this place for you in Jannat, your ibadat can't take you there, but your sabr will take you there. So that is the dua that we are making to Allah, wa'fu anna. Wa'fu anna means, oh Allah, erase, rub out my sins. It comes in a hadith that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, when He forgives, Allah calls for the book of deeds from the malaika and Allah Ta'ala Himself erases. Allah Ta'ala Himself erases. And why Allah Ta'ala Himself erases? That if He tells the malaika to erase, maybe the malaika will feel they did us a favor. So that also Allah Ta'ala does not want. Number two, waghfir lana. And Allah forgive us. Allah forgive us. And then number three, warhamna. Oh Allah, have mercy upon us. To forgive us is our sins. To have mercy upon us by wiping out the sins. And number two, Allah, give us our rozi, make it halal. And oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to carry out good deeds. Anta maulana. Oh Allah, you are our maula. you are our owner. Fansurna ala al-qawmil kafirin. And O Allah, assist us upon the disbelieving nation, the disbelievers. And we will conclude with that dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat, that Allah Ta'ala does not place a burden upon us more than we can bear. Allah Ta'ala forgive us, obliterate all our sins. Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon us. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept this Khatm Quran on behalf of the parents of both the students, their grandparents, their family members, and of course all the apas that had taught them, all those apas that may be not even living that taught them Alif and Ba, all those apas, and of course all the institutions that had facilitated all of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep all of it qaim till the day of Qiyamah. As we said, on the Khatm Quran of the Hifz or any other Khatm, du'as are accepted. Inshallah, let us make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pour our hearts out towards the end of the dua. I will remain a little silent. Whatever is in your heart, you also ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us come closer together. Let us read Durood Sharif. And inshallah, we'll beg from Allah Rabbul Izzat. It is also Friday morning, Sayyidul Ayyam. Inshallah, we have full hope Allah ta'ala will accept. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك على الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن سهلا إذا شئت لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرت ولا هما إلا فرجت ولا دينا إلا قضيت ولا مريضا إلا شفيت ولا حاجة هي لك رضا ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين يا بديع السماوات والأرض ويا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم O most merciful, kind, gracious, compassionate, loving Allah. Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Cleanse our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse our minds, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse our eyes and our ears and our tongues, Ya Allah. Purify them, Ya Allah. Our limbs and our organs, Ya Allah. Purify them, Ya Allah. Wash them, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins that were committed with each and every one of our limbs of our bodies, Ya Allah. O most merciful and kind Allah, forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if they are living, Ya Allah, grant them the best of dunya, Ya Allah. Grant them the best of akhirat, Ya Allah. Grant them all the khair of this dunya, the khair of akhirat. Ya Allah, if they are in good health, Ya Allah, keep them with afiyat. Ya Allah, if they are ill or sick, Ya Allah, grant them shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustamir. Ya Allah, make us the coolness of their eyes, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful and kind and gracious Allah. If they have left this world, Ya Allah, grant them the eyes of Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, illuminate the quburs, Ya Allah. Expand the qabars, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah, you be pleased with them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our spouses, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if they are living, grant them lives of afiyat and khair, Ya Allah. If they have left this world, grant them the highest of Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, forgive our siblings, Ya Allah. Forgive our children, Ya Allah. Forgive each and every one of our family members, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all those, O Allah, that had incurred any favor upon us, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, forgive the whole ummah of our Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, through the barakat of these khatams of the Quran that have taken place, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beseech you, Ya Allah, to guide us on sirat mustaqim, Ya Allah. We beseech you, Ya Allah, to guide us, Ya Allah. Take our hands, Ya Allah, and guide us on sirat mustaqim, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your muhabbat, your love, Ya Allah. Grant us your ma'rifat and your recognition, Ya Allah. Grant us the love of our Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, grant us the love of the sunnah of Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, grant us the love of sahaba ikiram, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Anhum Ajma'in. Grant us the love of the Quran, Ya Allah. Grant us the love of every good deed of deen, Ya Allah. Create in our hearts, Ya Allah, enmity and nafrat, Ya Allah, for the sins that you have deemed as sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, create in our hearts a hatred for nifaq and hypocrisy, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, through the barakat of this Quran, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beseech you, Ya Allah. We beseech you, Ya Allah, to incline our hearts towards you, Ya Allah. Allahumma anis wahshatana fi quburina. Allahumma arhamna bil Quran al-azim. Waj'alhu lana imaman wa nuran wa hudan wa rahma. Allahumma dhakkirna minhuma nasina. Wa'allimna minhuma jahilna. Warzuqna tilawatahu ana al-layli wa ana al-nahar. Waj'alhu lana hujjatan ya rabbal alameen. O most merciful Allah, give us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to prepare for the day we leave this world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, before we leave this world and close our eyes, Ya Allah. We make such a tawbah, Ya Allah, in your courts, Ya Allah, that you accept, Ya Allah, O most merciful Allah, before we leave this world. Ya Allah, give us the ability, Ya Allah, to have our hukukullah and our hukukul ibad all in order. Ya Allah, at the time when maut comes upon us, Ya Allah, make it the most mubarak of times, Ya Allah. Make it the most mubarak of places, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us be carrying out those deeds that are most pleasing to you, Ya Allah, that earn your rida, Ya Allah. And O most merciful Allah, O most merciful Allah, at the time of maut, let our iman be brimming in our hearts, Ya Allah. Let the noor of iman be shining from our hearts. The noor of yaqeen and your love and your muhabbat and your recognition be shining in our hearts, Ya Allah. And let the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam be flowing from our tongues, Ya Allah. Save us from an evil death in an evil place, Ya Allah, being in an evil condition. Ya Allah, save us from the adab of the qabr. Ya Allah, this Quran, give us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to be friend this Quran, to be companions of this Quran. Ya Allah, that we recite it on a daily basis. We have love and muhabbat for it, Ya Allah. We recite it the way you want us to recite it. We practice upon it. Ya Allah, make us those, Ya Allah, that will disseminate the knowledge of the Quran throughout the world, Ya Allah. Let us be true carriers of this Quran, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let the Quran, Ya Allah, protect us from the adab of the qabr tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. O most merciful Allah, we are all going to stand in front of you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unclothed, barefooted, O most merciful Allah, on that day, grant us a space under the shade of your arsh, Ya Allah. Allah, grant us our book of deeds in our right hand. Ya Allah, grant us our book of deeds in our right hand. Ya Allah, do not open our book of deeds, Ya Allah. Let alone the ill and the evil that we had committed. Ya Allah, we do not have one single good deed to present to you, Ya Allah. Considering your shan and your greatness, Ya Allah. Whatever we have done, Ya Allah, was always tainted, Ya Allah, with personal motives, Ya Allah. Was always tainted, Ya Allah, with nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us all jannatul firdaus without any reckoning, Ya Allah. Save us all from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, save us all from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, save us all from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, whatever the desires of these two hafidat I have, Ya Allah, and all those that have taught them, Ya Allah, and all those that are present here in this gathering, Ya Allah, whatever the desires, the aspirations be, Ya Allah, that are permissible, Ya Allah, grant it, Ya Allah. Whatever the needs be, Ya Allah, you fulfill it, Ya Allah. Whatever the sins be, Ya Allah, you forgive them, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, whatever the difficulties be, alleviate them, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, amongst us in our families, in the Ummah, whoever has whatever illnesses and sicknesses, Ya Allah, grant shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustamir. Whoever has whatever difficulties, Ya Allah, alleviate them, Ya Allah. O most merciful, kind and gracious Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah, make us yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah, make us yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you be pleased with us, make us pleased with you, Ya Allah. Wherever the Ummah is suffering, Ya Allah, remove the sufferings from the Ummah of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, protect this institution and all the institutions of Deen that are working according to your mercy, according to your rida, and according to your commandments, Ya Allah. Protect those that are gone out and striving in your path, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, O most merciful Allah, O most merciful Allah. You, O Allah, you, O Allah, become our wakil. Ya Allah, you look after us, safeguard us, Ya Allah. Hold our hand, Ya Allah, and take us on the sirat-e-mustaqim.